AI, cue the spooky music. Is a ghost? Is a ghost living with you? Let's talk about it. What's going on, guys? I'm way, way more happy than the Grinch. But that's why I showed you the happy side. No, I showed you the mad side of the Grinch. Oh, man, we can't have that. Hold on, guys. That's not me. That's not me. My bad. This is Isaiah's fault. This is the type of Grinch you want to be. The happy Grinch with a nice face. So I know we got some demon busters watching, and y'all are probably like, how dare Daniel put the Grinch up there? But you'll be all right. So anyway, welcome to that supernatural talk, guys. This will be showing after Christmas. So I hope you guys had a wonderful Christmas. Hope that Jesus supplied you every need. And most importantly, you put Jesus at the center because he is the reason for the season and you enjoyed the family. But we got a topic that we have to jump into. And you're going to find out today, are ghosts living with you? How to know if they're living with you? How to, you know, detect their presence? And first of all, is a ghost even real? That's the real question. I had to get you guys thinking. But we have a person on this podcast that is a ghost hunter extraordinaire. I didn't know it until recently. I might have two of them, but I definitely have one. He was big into the ghost hunting fad and all that stuff. I got to introduce you guys to one of the glory boys, Keegs Ice. Can I see Keegs Ice real quick?
Amen. Merry Christmas, guys. Well,
it's after Merry Christmas.
Cheers.
Isaiah, it is after Merry Christmas, right?
Yes, it's the 26th.
Yes,
it's the 26th when this comes out. So everybody's got their present. So it's a good time that we can talk about ghosts. Actually, the only ghost we got is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So, but Keegs, I think Keegan had the ghost thermometer. Did you guys know when Jesus was walking on the water, they thought they saw a
ghost.
They thought they saw a ghost. That's deep. So why would they think they saw a ghost? Did they think ghosts were real? Was it a thing in that day? Do you guys know? Also, we got, by the way, before we go even any further, we got the man himself behind media and everything that happens here, the supernatural life that you guys watch, Isaiah's Poche, glory boy number one. It's always good to have you. I think we got to make you guys t-shirts. Glory boy one, glory boy two, because I think something's been started.
Shabba.
This is good. Glory boy sounds good, though.
I know.
No, that's good.
That's actually a thing I did on one of my songs. I was like, glory boy.
Oh. Shameless plug to the song.
Jeez. Yeah,
always.
I didn't even say the name of the song.
I thought that was the name.
I know.
I thought that was the name.
Look, I can hear in the future by the Spirit, some people are saying, get to the topic, please. You guys got to deal with it. This is that supernatural talk. Where we're real, we're raw, we're just kicking it in the midst of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
But anyway, you know, it's cool that we can look in the Bible and see things relevant to the topics we talk about. It's pretty cool. They saw Jesus walk on the water and they said, is that a ghost? Which means pretty much a disembodied spirit. A ghost will be a spirit with no body. If we look back into the movie terms and what people thought back in the day, they thought that they'd see their dead relatives walking around without the flesh on. You know, the natural world perceives ghosts to be people who didn't move on, people stuck in, I think there's a Catholic belief of purgatory.
Yeah.
Where they believe people are trapped in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
You know, there is some, you can go off into the thought process of this thing. There is some believers that believe that people do actually get caught in the middle and they stay attached to properties and stuff like that. But,
yeah,
you know, I don't necessarily believe that. It says once you die, you're with the Lord, or you're hanging out somewhere. Paul says, it's better for me to leave this body and to be with the Lord, is what he says.
Yeah.
I don't think Paul was walking around with a ghost, you know. Jesus gave up the ghost. He gave up his spirit. So we say Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. It really comes down to disembodied spirit. But do you have a ghost living with you? Do you have a disembodied spirit walking around your house or hanging around your life? Are you seeing things move around in your house for no reason and it's scaring you? It's scaring your children. Are you being pulled out of your bed? Are TVs just randomly turning on? Or, you know, and you see that static or whatever, which I don't think they have much static anymore. That was that old, like, time. Yeah. When I was growing up, TV still had static.
Yeah.
Now, when Keegs was coming up, I don't think so. But when I was coming up, there was static TVs. But TVs randomly turning on and off, telephones ringing, nobody there. Back in the day, again, I grew up in the times of telephones. I actually remember the first beginnings of when cell phones were getting popular. All right, I'm telling my age, 35. I'm still young.
You're not
though.
That old, man. God.
I know I'm young. I'm young.
Like you're a dinosaur.
But I remember things. So, like, some of these Gen Zers will watch this and they'll think I'm ancient. They'll be like, what's a rotary phone? What's an A-track? What's all this stuff? And I'll be like, man, good gracious. So we're only getting older, man. We're getting older in a younger way.
Amen.
Prophesy.
Right? But, you know, I'm also saying it like this because you can look at old movies and you see this stuff, right? Stuff floating around, you know, babies being picked up and put down, all dogs going crazy because they're seeing, quote unquote, ghosts. I call it demons. It means you got demons hanging around, messing around. And stuff like that. Now, in a little while after we get done on this part, I'm going to actually talk about the angelic aspect that a lot of people would ignore. So you guys are going to get some good teachings on this thing. But before I do that, let's talk about the ghost thing. So, Keegan, I know you were telling me that you were big into this because of your grandmother or something like that. Yeah. Maybe you can dialogue a little bit with me. How was your ghost hunting adventures back in the day? You know, my mother was big on ghost hunting too. I go in the house and she's watching that stuff all the time, and this stuff was happening in her house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, why do you think, you know? But tell us a little bit about your ghost hunting history.
Yeah. So I grew up with my grandparents, and my grandma would tell me I'd come home from daycare when I was 2-3 years old, and that I would bring different people home with me and play with them in my room. Like, I'd bring, like, the grandmother was one of them that I would bring home, and I would play with the grandmother in my room, and she would show me pictures of her older relatives that I never even knew because they passed away before I was born. And she's like, is this the grandmother? And I was like, yeah, that's the grandmother. And
hold on, you were hanging out with people you didn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But you would be like, that's them.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna take us deep. Go ahead.
And so I was doing that. My grandparents actually lived, they bought a pastor's old house that was next to a church, and that house is what held the, like, when people were being prepared for the funeral services, that's where they would hold the bodies at, was in that house. And so my grandparents just grew up believing that the house was haunted. Like it was really haunted. I mean,
do you remember seeing them?
Yeah.
So, do you remember that?
Yeah.
You remember seeing the spirits?
Yeah. Like, I literally would, like, wake up in the middle of the night and I would see, like, I would see all kinds of stuff. I'd see just people walking by down the hallway. I would see like dark shadows. Just
like physically, you would see it.
Yeah, I would see people come up. And actually, even all the way up until I was...
Were you scared when you saw it?
In high school. Honestly, it was crazy because I got so used to it. So I grew up sleeping with the fan on all the time growing up because I just kept hearing voices at night all the time. It sounded like people were arguing. People were coming up like trying to talk to me. And I would just, like, you know, have to be like, no, like, stop. I need to go to sleep. So yeah, I definitely saw a lot of stuff growing up.
Man, that sounds really familiar to me because I had a big thing with seeing shadows and being held down in the bed and hearing things walking on the roof. And I would feel doorknobs doing stuff. I once had an ex that came in and she was like, you got a big man living with you. Is it your old grandpa or whatever? Because he's not very happy. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And the girl was a little out there. Like, she was in outer space.
Yeah.
And she had, you know, she was probably quote unquote wanting to be psychic or whatever. Mm-hmm. But she was on it though, because I was living a crazy life and they probably had access to mess with me.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I remember even being 12 years old and my grandma was part of a ghost hunting club and they go all over to different, you know, abandoned hospitals.
Oh. And you lived with your grandma?
So when I was younger, yes. And then also when I was older too, I lived with her for when I was a senior in high school. But even when I was 12, 13, I remember I'd like beg my mom on the weekends, I want to go with them ghost hunting. And
so just to qualify this, and I'm interrupting for a reason. You lived with your grandmother who was into ghost hunting, mm-hmm. and you were experiencing seeing ghosts.
Oh yeah.
So it's somewhere in the DNA.
Yeah. It was all the time. I mean, we'd have ghost hunters was on all the time, medium shows. And so I remember being 12 and there were people who like wanted me to go ghost hunting with them. Cause I remember I would just go and I would just see things. I would see things. I would hear things. I'd be like, hey, you know, there's a ghost right over there. Right. And so I even remember, I was actually, they called me a medium. Like, oh, like Keegan is a medium. Like he can see this. Like we need to bring him with us because every single time he comes with us, we see so many ghosts and so many apparitions and they would catch things on cameras. Like I would literally, even I remember like in high school one time, my friends hid from me and my friend had a huge, huge house. I mean like multiple stories. Like, and I was like, hey, I saw a little girl running around the house and I knew that she was a ghost. And I was like, hey, where did my friends hide? And she told me like, oh yeah, they're in this bedroom in the closet. And I went in there and they were in there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just like crazy. Wow. Like I saw them and I could talk to them and I could hear them. And it was crazy stuff. It was crazy stuff.
Really? It's a prophetic ability that you carry or carried that you now carry for the kingdom of God. So
amen.
We know that you're big on visualization. I believe that's why you're attached to me because of similar graces getting that activated and moving in the right direction. So people like to hang around you because you knew the boogeyman.
Yeah. I want to say this too. My grandma was also the same way. And I believe that she's very, very prophetic because she could see things and she could hear things too all the time.
Yeah. And that's how the devil works. You know, he perverts gifts and he plays off of them. And he's like, oh, man, if this person finds out that they're truly prophetic, I've seen with their bloodline. I see way down in the history of their bloodline, there was a great prophet. And last thing I want is this prophetic thing to continue to flow. So let's go ahead and pervert it so that this gift won't continue to mess up my kingdom. Mm-hmm. You know, man, I really felt strong about what I was saying right there by the Holy Spirit. So it's just. It's not cool that the devil does that, but the beautiful thing is people like us, we get to awaken the call. We get to awaken the destiny that Jesus has predestined them for here on this earth. So that's why it's very important to give out the good news and preach the gospel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So were you grandma's favorite?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
So you were a granny boy.
We were very close. I mean, you know, I was.
Isaias is laughing, but he was a granny boy too.
I was.
Yes, I love my. It was Mamaw. I love my Mamaw so much. I mean, she's literally helped raise me. I grew up with her a lot. I was there all the time.
She's still alive.
So. Yeah.
Oh, she is. How old is she?
Yeah, you met her.
Oh then, yeah, I did meet Mamaw.
Yeah, you met her.
Oh, I got to talk to Mamaw.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking to Mamaw when I see her again. I do remember Keegan's grandma.
Yeah.
I do.
She's a very strong, strong woman of God. Very strong prophetic woman.
Does she still ghost hunt?
No. I had to have a talk with her about that. Once I got deliverance and I got saved and I started to understand what it truly was, I had a talk with her. And so now when she sees...
I bet Mamaw is still watching the show sometimes.
She may be, but now she knows. Mamaw,
you got to stop. I know that you like it, but you got to say, I remember you, Mamaw.
Tell her.
You wanted me to talk to you. Now I'm talking to you. I hope you watch this show.
Yeah. Yeah, she now knows at night because she still sees things at night. And I told her, I say, just say the name Jesus. And so she literally, she can see in the spirit so well. She'll see demons. She'll see, now she knows they're demons and not ghosts, disembodied spirits. And she knows to say the name Jesus. And so I tell her when she wakes up and she sees them, say the name of Jesus, and she says that they go away. Mm. So, good stuff.
So they go bye bye.
Yes.
Wow. She's not baptized in the Holy Spirit yet, is she?
We've been praying for that. She's been prayed for a few times. I prayed for her a couple of my friends have.
I remember I laid hands on her. She was a little hard at the time.
Yeah.
If you're watching this, soften up, Mama. Soften up. Because we're going to go round two, okay?
Amen. Amen.
They don't give you the real ghost. The yes. Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So, amen. But yeah, it's crazy that we kind of have that similarity in our families. Because like I said, my mom, big on that stuff, man. I would go in and they just playing it and watching it. And I'd be asleep at night in her house and like all kinds of crazy stuff. You know what's funny? I would fall asleep watching Pokemon and that only made it worse. I thought I was going to be protected watching Pokemon. They would have me sleep. No, seriously. I had no understanding of like what it took. Nobody taught me anything. This is why it's so important to grow your children up in the things of Amen. The Lord. So they don't have to go through all this like, ooh, what is what, you know? But I would turn Pokemon on. I remember I was watching the Mewtwo movie. I would watch that all the time to fall asleep.
Wow.
And it would just, things would get crazy, man. I mean, I would be there and I'd be like, oh, man.
It's crazy.
And then things, I'm telling you, slamming, doors doing stuff. I would see orbs floating around.
Oh, all the time.
Like, and I'd be like, oh, I see something out of my eye. I could feel presences mm-hmm. for no reason. You know, and it was all kinds of stuff in my house, though. They had like, what do you call them? Dream catchers. They had dragon statues, like just, I could tell you all kinds of stuff that they had. And
did you ever use the REM pods?
What was that?
A REM pod.
To sleep?
No, a REM pod is like what they use to catch. It's like to catch like the sound and it goes off. There's a bunch of energy near it and stuff.
Look, because if I knew I did that, I knew I was gonna catch something. See, I'm a man of faith, and I know if I even to this day, I know if I do something like that, something's gonna happen.
Thanks. Yeah. Oh.
I just know because I believe in the supernatural.
Yeah.
So as soon as I give them an access point, somebody's talking. I don't know who's talking, but somebody's gonna. Say yeah. something, you know, something's going to try to speak through that realm, and I ain't got time for that, you know, because yeah. you're giving them a voice, you're giving them mm-hmm. a place like, ooh, let me open this up and let's listen. We're trying to access something
yeah.
instead of just, you know, we have the Holy Spirit speaking to us. Like we can literally pray and God's voice will speak to us.
Amen.
And I'm sure if we cast a fleece, we might hear some crazy stuff that maybe isn't of the devil, but. You know, I just know how it goes, man. If we really want to play that game, stuff will start popping off.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I used to be like, hey, if something's here, do that. And next thing you know, it's like, I'm like, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is this? And then you're scared because there's something in another dimension doing what you told it to do.
Yeah.
Now, why did it do that? Because of authority.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving it access,
yeah,
to move in your vicinity.
It's crazy. It's like, you know, my favorite movie when I was a little kid was Ghost, Patrick Swayze. It's my favorite movie.
Hold on. This is crazy because that was Patrick Swayze and Whoopi Goldberg, I think.
Yeah.
I watched that movie and loved that movie.
Yeah, I love that movie.
And number two, there was another movie where what was that guy? He has like Parkinson's really bad right now. And it was a movie about like ghosts too. Is it David Spade? Is that his name? No, not David Spade. It's a movie though, but I guarantee if you like Ghost, you know this movie.
Yeah.
But I can't think of the movie name. Maybe you in the comments, you can let me know. But that's really funny that you liked that movie because it like was heart-touching and heartwarming movie. And, it was a crazy movie, man. I think that's still a hit.
Oh, yeah.
Across the world.
But I would watch that. But it's so funny because you said you'd ask a ghost to like move things. And I would ask them to do that and they would do it. I would play like hide and seek with the ghost. I would have them move stuff like all the time. It was crazy. Yeah.
It's crazy. Faith, man.
Yeah.
You know, you have a strong gift of faith. And, you know, that gift of faith is powerful. Mm. You know, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit, is the gift of faith. And my wife always says that's your strongest gift. But that's what's causing a lot of this to open up and happen. Faith is powerful. But I want to bring Isaiah in on this because I heard you have a few ghost stories yourself, man. Listen, guys, I know I'm saying ghost, but ghost is the same as disembodied spirit, demon. You know, that's what we're talking about. So don't get trippy, because I know I can already tell people will probably be in the comments, ghosts aren't real, ghosts this, why are you talking about ghosts? You're tricking. But no, man, we're talking about stuff that is relevant to people that are walking in the world right now. And I want all people to watch this.
Yeah. And they might have questions.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to know.
We might be helping somebody that's not a believer in Jesus yet, and they want to know what's going on.
Amen.
You know? But Isaiah, what's your experience?
With ghosts directly, like these disembodied spirits. Or
these tricking demons, yeah.
Right? So I never was the type to like see shadows, and even though I used to watch like a bunch of scary movies, I would usually have these encounters with like actual people, or like something would happen with like someone else that I would see, like the Lord would allow me to see. So like my brother woke up one night. My brother used to be tormented by demons and like ghosts at night. And there was one time he woke up and he had this like claw mark on his back, like straight claw mark on his back. It chills just thinking about it. But that was like back in the day when I was like, I don't know, 10 years old. And my mom prayed for him and stuff like that. And, you know, we still praying for him. I love my brother. But that was like the beginning. That was like the first thing. And then, like, as I grew up, I never had, like, these like, moments. Like, what y'all happened? Like, what happened to y'all? That's crazy. Like, me hearing that, that's wild. Like, that y'all speak to ghosts and stuff like that. Like, to me, that's crazy. But, like, I would have, like, friends. And I've told you this before.
Hold on. I wasn't speaking. I was running. Go ahead. Keegan was
speaking. My man, Keegan was having full conversations with these ghosts. That's just crazy. That's mind-blowing me. That's amazing. That it just shows you that the prophetic gift on you is strong, bro. But, like, I would have my friends, like, they would have demons. And they would speak to me. And like I knew without a shadow of a doubt it wasn't my friend speaking. And it was only in my transition. I mean, it still happens now, like when we're out there in revivals and stuff, but now it's more common. But imagine someone who doesn't know anything about Jesus and like your homie like switches, like but like in a weird way. It's not like they get mad or something. It's like a whole other person speaking out of them. And then in college I told you I went ghost hunting.
I wanted to ask you about your ghost hunting thing. How was that?
So there was, if anyone lives out there in LA in like San Fernando Valley area, like 90210 Beverly Hills area, you know that there's a closed down park called Griffith Park. That's like an old zoo, fat park. It's huge, humongous, and it's closed down. I forgot why they closed it down, but either way, long story short, for some reason, it was someone's bright idea to say, let's go ghost hunting. And I've never done that before. I grew up in a Christian home. I'm like, y'all crazy. But at the same time, I was like, let's go do this. Like, let's go find some ghosts. Okay. So there was like a story about the park being haunted because a woman died in like this facility. Right. I didn't know about this yet. I didn't know about this story about the facility yet. Right. So we just say, let's pull up here. I heard it's haunted. But I didn't know any details. So we're walking through the park and there's this building. It's the building that's supposed to be haunted that I didn't know about yet. And you look, because it's like a big like mountain and hill. And like we're looking from like up, looking down. And there's like these coyotes like circling this building, like on some guard dog type stuff. It was crazy. Like, and it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And they're circling this building. And we're like, well, that's crazy. And we keep walking through. And like the closer we got to like the center of the park, like to like the, like where the actual zoo, the closed down zoo was, like there was like this like pressure, like this like almost no, it's like, don't go in here. Like, don't keep walking in here. And it was deep. It was super dark. And we were just like, all right, let's not keep going. Plus, there was like a patrol car that was doing rounds and stuff. And we were like deep. We were like 15 deep walking through a park at night, like on foot. It was crazy. While there's a cop car like going through. But that was pretty much it. We ended up going to this abandoned building in Beverly Hills. And there wasn't anything that really happened. But I never really had those crazy like ghost moments like that. Besides that one time in downtown.
You ain't missing out on much, man.
Exactly. You had a praying mom, though. That's the thing. Like, by the grace of God. That is true. Probably not letting no demons in your house, man. Like,
oh, you're right, though. That.
So you probably had, you know, if your mother was praying, hardcore, you know she was, there was probably a hedge of protection, angels.
Oh, no, there was.
You know, so demons probably couldn't access but so much, you know.
It's crazy. I get chills, man, of God, you saying that. Because around the same time that I had an encounter with God, I was feeling like protection leave me. It was so weird. It was almost like, this hedge that has like isolated me, that's kind of like kept me away from all of it, kind of was like slowly lifting. And I was starting to experience like the darkness, like into a deeper realm. And like, that's what like made me run right into God. He was just like, bro, like this world's trying to kill you and I want to love you. It was crazy.
Guys, if you're listening to this and you have ghost stories, I want to hear them. thing. Keegan wants to hear him. Isaiah, all of us want to hear him. Go in the comments section and tell us your ghost story. And either meet myself or Keegan or Isaiah, somebody that runs the channel. We'll go down there and we'll talk back with you guys about the story, because I love reading that stuff. Tell us some of your stories and how Jesus intervened later on. We want to hear the problem and then how the solution came. And if you're dealing with a problem now, let us know also, because we may be able to give you a little bit of assistance. We have such great people a part of our global ministry. Amen. that Amen. Can come help you out in any state almost, and even all over the world.
All over the world.
Yeah. So, you know, make sure you're talking to us. But I want to give another aspect that a lot of people don't think about. You know how demons are ghosts,
mm-hmm.
which we don't really believe in ghosts. We believe in angels, demons, and people's spirits, of course. Just like that, they are there. Angels are there. And angels interact with us sometimes too. Now, if you have a strong fear problem, you're probably not going to get strong interactions with the angelic realm, because they don't want to, per se, scare you. They're always around. I've had friends and ministers that I know that have had all kinds of certain crazy things happen, supernatural feathers appearing everywhere, like different colors, crazy colors, them leaving like legitimate like gold and stuff laying around, or like just moving furniture a certain way where they would know that it was a godly thing and not a demonic thing. Or, you know, I've even heard of times where the power of God gets so strong on individuals from just being so close to the Lord, they'll walk in a room, light bulbs will bust, things will fall down.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I've had that happen one time in my life where power outage happened. You know, I've seen it happen.
Wow.
Crazy stuff happens. Holding microphones and power just going out of the mic. Batteries have just been replaced and they're dead again, you know, because of the power that's within individuals. You know, the power of God outdoes any power, absolutely any power.
Amen.
Not human power, God's power. But angels interact with us too. And that's something I don't get. We can believe in ghosts, we can believe in demons, but as soon as you start talking about the angelic realm, everybody gets weird and they scream New Age, all this.
Yep.
Now, yes, there is the New Age side where they speak to angels and stuff, but they're not speaking to God's angels, trust me, and they're not being visited by the right angels. And if they are, they're missing it, you know, and they need to get the message from the messenger, because angel is a messenger, right?
Yeah.
So angels do things too to get our attention. I mean, it says in Hebrews, it tells us to be careful, because we may be entertaining angels unaware, meaning in physical form. Angels have corporeal bodies. They have real bodies.
Yeah.
They have a created body. So they're not disembodied, but they're outside of this dimension. So they can step in and look like humans and stuff like that. There's different types of angels, all that. Maybe we'll talk about that in a podcast episode.
Yeah.
In the future. But don't always be scared because something supernatural activity has happened in your house, because it could just be, it could be God's realm, the side of the realm of the Holy Spirit. It could be an angelic being that is actually trying to get your attention about something. I've always noticed, if you're in prayer, if you're loving the Lord, if you're walking with the Lord and you're having supernatural things happen, don't accredit it to the enemy, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. I've noticed that demons and ghosts usually mess with people that are outside of that. Like, I know if I have supernatural things happen here, if I feel an intense fear come up on me, I'm about to go into holy reverence, because I know there's an angel close by.
Yeah.
And I've had that happen. I've been in prayer and all of a sudden I feel a presence and I'm like, look, I know you're here. I'll literally start speaking. I'm like, look, I know you're here, but I'm just in the time now. If you step out, it's going to be really tough for me and I'm going to freak out. I just say it out loud.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I know you're in here. Mm-hmm. And then the electricity will start to run through my body and stuff. Because I know that there's an angel that stepped from the presence of the Lord. And I'm like, hope I understand where you come from. I know who has sent you. And I'm open to your message. I'm open to whatever you need to bring or whatever you want to do in this moment. So I've had moments like that. Obviously, the Lord will open my eyes to see sometimes in the realm of the spirit. I haven't really... Well, I take that back. I know that I've encountered angels in human form. I've ran into several of them in my life. And it wasn't until after they're gone, I was like, oh, that's an angel. You know? So I'm saying all this not to go into the topic on angels because I want to stay on topic, but just to let you guys know, just because you're having supernatural encounters, some of you need to say, is this angelic or is this really demonic? So really ask yourself, because God could be trying to get your attention. And look, even if demons are doing it, God's trying to get your attention. All right. You need to turn to him, and them demons and ghosts, whatever you want to say, they'll leave. Listen, you get filled with the Holy Spirit. Here's what will happen. All that activity, all that mess, I mean, you're saved, filled with the Holy Spirit. All that stuff going on will cease, because now the devil's like, oh man, now the land has to become holy ground. Every place your foot treads becomes holy ground. We sang the song, you're standing on holy ground all the time.
Yep.
So, you know, why are we standing on holy ground? Because we carry the Holy Spirit, the Holy One. And where our feet go, things become holy.
Amen.
So we are literal ghostbusters. Serious.
Yes.
Ghostbusters. You know, if haunted house, haunted mansion, haunted land. And I'm not saying it to be cocky or to sound prideful. But what I am saying, though, is I know I have the Most High in me, and he seats above all of that, and he sets me with him. He is seated high above all things.
Come on.
So when we step into a place where there is what I call low-level interference, demons, I know that they have to obey and they have to submit to the power and authority of Jesus Christ. So you got a haunted house. You might not have to call the Ghostbuster in. Maybe you just need to call on the one who can clean everything up.
Come on.
His name is Jesus Christ. All you got to say is, Lord, there's a lot of demonic activity happening here. You know, whatever I'm doing wrong, reveal it to me so that I can change it, so that these demonic beings don't have access to come in my house, mess with me and my children. I'll do whatever it takes. And then pay attention to what the Holy Spirit says or who he brings around that's going to speak on his behalf or whatever it may be, a dream, and do it. Do what he tells you to do. And I promise you, I give you a Holy Ghost guarantee, the hauntings will stop. The ghost visitations will stop. The crazy dreams, because you've been so fear-focused, will change to heavenly ones, you know, and you'll be able to walk free and walk in faith and not in fear. Because remember, the Lord didn't give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. If you have anything outside of that, something's going on that shouldn't be going on. But Keegan, what would you say to people? You know, I just told them about like what they can do if ghosts are there. But what would you say to somebody that's not necessarily a believer watching this and they just want the ghosts to go?
Mm. Yeah. There's one thing that I can encourage you with, because there's so many people who maybe you're watching this and you don't believe in God. Maybe you were hurt by a church, pastor, you were hurt by religion. I want you to know that there's one name you can call upon that's greater than all other names, and his name's Jesus, and he wants Amen. To have a relationship with you. So by allowing Jesus to be in relationship with you, to love on you, to receive from his grace, you receive from his power, his authority. So I just encourage you. I've done it all. I've tried different religions. I did all the ghost hunting. I did all that stuff. Tried to do things to protect me, to, you know, I wanted to do more, see more, hear more, all this stuff, right? And I'm telling you, when you call in the name of Jesus, when you allow the Holy Spirit to enter into your body, be filled with his fire, be filled with his power, there's nothing else like it, I'm telling you. There's nothing else. And the mm-hmm. gifts will only increase. They will only increase. Yeah. And it's crazy. So yeah, if you can believe in the supernatural power of the devil, if you can believe in the Ouija boards and, you know, the ghost and the different spirits and hauntings, then you can believe. You have faith and you can believe in the supernatural power of God. So definitely, man, switch to the light side.
You heard it from Glory Boy number 2. Keegan Ice. That's what it takes, guys. Look, it's not no like crazy formula. But some people be like, but you don't understand, it's really bad, but God's really good.
Oh, come on.
He's really, really good.
Yeah.
Look. There's a lot of theories out there about ghosts. You know, you might be watching this and you may come in the comment section and say, well, Daniel, ghosts are real. And you'll be like, the Bible never lets us know that ghosts aren't real, or whatever it may be. I'm better off just knowing that if something's showing up in the form of my relative, especially one that I don't know is in Christ or not, yeah, they got to go. That's a spirit masquerading. Always test the spirits, guys. It's very simple. If you have an entity, if you have a ghost, apparition, or whatever you want to say, show up, a demon, show up, test it. Who sent you? Whose name do you come in? Do you come in the name of Jesus Christ to make sure you say of Nazareth? And if it don't, trust me, it will reveal its true form and flee. And if it is sent by Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it will stay exactly where it is. It will not move. Pretty wild, huh?
It's wild.
I saw you smile. What's that about?
No, I wanted to make sure Remy knew it wasn't a ghost. My stomach was making a weird noise. My stomach. You might have to mute my mic at some point.
That's deep.
Deliverance stuff. Bubbly. So, guys, if you hear something in the background, it's Keegs manifesting.
What?
Actually, we'll say it's the glory.
Glory manifesting.
That made him happy. You know, some people, they're like, Daniel, ghosts are real. People are real. Blah, 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 blah. And I mean, not people, but, you know, my relatives visit me and they come and see me. Do what I told you to. Trust me. You'll find out.
Yeah.
You'll find out real fast if that's really Uncle Johnny or Aunt Annie or Uncle Joe Schmo, whatever his name is, coming to visit you. That thing will manifest and show you who it really is. And you might be like, man, don't you visit me again. Amen. We serve a good God. We find everything we need in him, and he has the ability to free you from any demonic power that's trying to come and afflict you. It doesn't matter. We all have a testimony. Like what you're hearing me, Keegs, and Isaiah say today is we did experience these things. We had family members that loved this stuff because it just piqued the interest inside of them because they didn't really know much about the side of the Holy Spirit, but they liked the supernatural realm. So the enemy was perverting and playing on that. But we all have the testimony, but you see, we don't live in that anymore. Now we live over here on the offensive and not the defensive.
Amen.
So that we can destroy the works of darkness by bringing in the kingdom of light. So I think after watching this podcast, you're going to know what to do if a ghost is living with you or around you or in your house, on your property. The name of Jesus is pretty powerful and it's pretty amazing. And if you're an unbeliever watching this, call the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and he shall save you. Or use his name and watch what happens. And then after you see what happens, submit yourself to his authority, his grace, his love. And say, Jesus, I believe what you did on the cross. I know you have forgiven me of my sins because of what you did on the cross of Calvary. So I accept the forgiveness of sins that you have given me because I was once a sinner. And because of you, I've become a winner. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. All who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. So that's what you do. And let me know in the comments if you decided to give your life to Jesus Christ. We love to hear of our new brothers and sisters in Christ. People who have chosen to walk that narrow road through him, and then you'll be utilized mightily by our precious Lord to expand the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, guys, is there anything else? Are we good? Is there anything you want to say to the people?
You got it, brother.
What do we say all the time? Ain't no high like the Holy Ghost high. I used to try to get up on horror movies and those spooky stuff, you know. And I know a lot of people from my old friend group that still do that to this day.
It's good you say that because that allows ghosts, demons to mess with you.
Right. Just enjoying and trying to partake in that and like trying to get the thrill of being scared. And there's no thrill better than living for Jesus. There's no thrill better than experiencing the Holy Spirit. People think I'm crazy because I follow Jesus and I'm like, you're talking to ghosts, fam. Like, come on now. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I would say. It's just what you're looking for isn't found where you're looking. It's Amen. Found in Jesus.
Amen. Yeah. I would just say, I know a lot of people watching this, you may be wondering, do I have like monitoring spirits, like, you know, all this stuff. And I just have to say, you are what you consume. And so be careful, because I was consuming the horror movies and the ghost hunting and all these things. And I was experiencing that. And as soon as I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, I was consuming the word. Again, you're stepping in holy ground. So just know that you are what you consume. And when, if you are praying, right, if you are taking authority and like you have the authority to stand your ground in your house and you tell them to go in Jesus' name. And I'm telling you, just allow your mind to be refined by Christ and allow him to really work in that and use that gift to prophesy. I feel there's a lot of people on here who are super prophetic and they're super into the supernatural and spiritual. I'm telling you, your gift will grow in the prophetic when you allow Christ to, again, reform your mind through his word, and you just have the faith in what you're seeing, and you're going to prophesy like crazy and see things in the spirit and get words of knowledge. So, amen. Yeah, just do that. It's the best thing you can do.
Amen. Listen, guys, if it's your first time watching me and the Glory Boys, listen, I think it's going to stick now. It's gonna stick. Amen. I'll switch it out. We got a few other people here. Maybe I'll have them on here in the near future. But if it's your first time watching, listen, I looked at the subscribe rate. If you're watching this video and you have not subscribed, how are you going to watch the rest of the podcast? Hit the subscribe button and hit the notification bell. A lot of people forget to hit that bell. Hit the bell so you can be notified of every podcast that comes out here on That Supernatural Talk. And you can also follow us on all podcast platforms. We are on all of them, I believe, if not all of them, close to it.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, and hit the like button, okay, and share. But definitely smash the like button so that these videos can be pushed into the algorithm and more people can hear about stuff like this, because they need to. They need to. And it's going to help a lot of people, guys. And you're also helping the kingdom of God, because it's going to expand. And that means every person that sees this video, because you share it, you subscribe, you like it, you're going to get a piece of that reward one day. All right, guys, this has been episode 4 of That Supernatural Talk. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Also, I want to tell you this. If you haven't seen, we have memberships on this channel now. You can become a member by hitting join or going into the channel and finding that join link and becoming a member of this channel. It will help us continue to spread the good news of Jesus Christ and to do these podcasts. But anyway, that's it, guys. We talked about it, and that's the end of this one. Hey, it's been a good time with you guys, and I hope you enjoyed That Supernatural Talk.